You're holding Daf Nun Gimel Amar Aleph. Come on the top. The Shalom was again that Bo'i Minei Rav Kana Mirav. Rav Kana is the Shalom from Rav. That Yesh Jerusal Achosel or Yen Jerusal Achosel. If a cat attacks an animal, does it make it into a treifa? Is the treifa of a Jerusa by a chosel? So Rav answered back and said, like not only for a cat, but even for a weasel, also if it attacks something, we'll soon see what, it makes it into a treifa, into a Jerusa. If we say it gives off some poison, and that poison goes and burns it in, and it makes it into a hole, it makes it into a treifa. Another shaliyah, Yesh Jerusa l'chuda, or Yen Jerusa l'chuda, what's going to be by a weasel? Does a weasel have a Jerusa or not? So Amalei answered back, Rav, and said, "Af lechosel ein drusa." No, even a cat does not have a drusa. If a cat attacks something, it does not make it into a treifa. So Chorutz Trostira. First he says the chosel makes a drusa, and then he says the chosel does not make a drusa. So we'll soon see. Then he has to shout, "What's going to be lechosel or lechuda? Yesh lem drusa. Yes, them both together. What's the locker of a cat?" And a weasel, if they attack something, does it make it into a treifa or not? Or Ein Lem Drusa, maybe no. Or Malays, Rav answered back and said, yes, that depends. That Lechosel Yesh Drusa. If a cat attacks it, it does make it into a Drusa. It makes a treifa. But Lechuda, if a weasel attacks it, then Ein Drusa, there's no Drusa. So what's going on here? There's all stira with the kalachis. So my answer is like this. For Lekash, there's no stira over here. That's what he started off to say. Not only a cat, but even a weasel, if it attacks something, it makes a treif, it makes a drusum. That's biyofis if they attack a bird. If a cat or a weasel attacks a bird, that bird becomes a treif for the yesh drusa. Now, hod the yomalei, that did Rabbi answer back and said, af lechosel ein drusa, even for a cat. There's no treifus of a drusum. He was talking about biyimri rabravi, like a big sheep. On big sheep, there even a cat cannot make it into a treifa. And heard the yomle that the Rav answered back and said, "There's a difference that lechosel yesh drusa for a cat it doesn't make a drusa, but lechuda ain't drusa for a weasel does not make a drusa." Rav was talking about over there big deal mutloim. He's talking about there to attack the kid or a lamb. Those are small sheep that it makes a chosel yes, and a weasel no. Now the Gemara asks, "Boy Ravashi, Ravashi has to shout like this: Shah roifus tameyim. The other type of roifus tameyim is a chutz for an agath and a nace, a chutz for a hawk and a nace. That agath that it says before doesn't make a drusa. What's going to be by shah roifus tameyim? Yesh lem drusa, yesh lem drusa. If they attack another bird, that do they have arrows? Do they have poison that would burn inside, make a treifa or not? So Malay Rav Hillel." L'Ravashi, Rav Hillel said that Ravashi, that Kiavin and Bei Rav Kana, when I was by Rav Kana, Rav Kana said like this, that Shar Oifus Timeim, other birds, other Timeim Dika birds, Yesh Lem Drusa, yes, they also have this eris, this poison, that when they attack another bird, they could burn, it makes a treifa. So Morias I, Vonan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says, O Drusas Hanates, B'yoif Hadak, that Mash Moni Hook, that makes a treifa. Nothing else. It says only drusa sanates b'yefadak. So Gemara says that drusa sanates b'dekavosei. The yinech b'dezutru minayu. The pshat is like this, that a hawk, if it attacks even another bird its same size, it also can make it into a treifa. Ma'ashenkin, the other birds, the other shar oikos t'meyim, only if they attack a smaller bird, there they make it into a treifa. But if they attack a bird the same size, they do not make a treifa. And the Ika Diyamri, some says like this, that Drusas Hanates Bidirabi Minei. That's what the Mishnah says, a nates, a hawk, if it attacks another bird, it makes it into a treifa, that's even a bigger bird. But the Inuch, the other Shar Oifus Temeim, Bidikavasayu, they only make a treifa if they attack a bird the same size. But if they attack a bigger bird, does not make it into a treifa. Everyone says, "Omer Rav Kano, Mishmei Rav Simi Barashi, Ein Drusa L'Shoyel." He says, "If a fox attacks another animal, it does not make it into a treifa. It does not have this arrows, this poison, does not burn." The Gemara says, "Ani, it's not true. I walk Yossi Rav Dimu. Rav Dimi came. Omer, he said like this: that Maisa once happened a case, Vidoras Shual Rochel, that a fox attacked a Rochel, a limb, Bemerchat Shal Beisini, in this bathhouse of Beisini, Obo Maisa Nechomim, and they brought the Shal upon Nechomim, is this Rochel, is it a treif or not? And the Yomru, they said, yes, Jerusa, yes, that a Shul of fox, if he attacks the tactic, it is a Jerusa. So who you see, a Shul does have a din Jerusa. So my answer is, Amr Rav Safra, Hahi Chosel Heve, there was not really a fox, it was a cat. And a cat like we had before, on a small sheep, it makes a Jerusa. And the Pshat is that a cat has this poison that burns through, and the fox does not have it. The Ikudiyami, some say, Omer Rav Kana Mishmedi Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Kana said over the name of Rav Simi Barashi that Yesh Jerusa L'Shul, yes, that a fox, if he attacks an animal, he does have errors, he does have this poison that makes it for Jerusa becomes a trefa. So Mori has Aini, it's not true. I've Okosti Rav Dimi. Omer said like this, that Mice had once happened the case with Doras Shual Rochel B'Merchat Shabesini, that a fox once attacked a lamb in this bathhouse of Beisini, or bo mice of Nechomim, and the shower came in front of Nechomim, for Yom Nechomim said, Ain Jerusa, that it's Ksheira, they said Ain Jerusa, the quantus mice are just the opposite as before. Before the mice were, they said it was a Jerusa, now they're saying no, Ain Jerusa. So Omer Safra said, Ha'u Kelev, why are you just the opposite? There the mice was, it was a Kelev that attacked, and he holds a Kelev, that has no Jerusa. It's only a Shaila Chosum and a Shul. But a kill of a dog that does not have this poison, that does not make a treifa. Now, Omar Abaya says, Naktinin, we hold, and Jerusel biyad, that when an animal, a chosel or a shul attacks, we say there's a treifa, so a Jerusa, that's only if it's front legs, with the hands. Lafuki regal, delay, but the back legs, no, the reg rushes achreino, that does not have this eris, that does not make a treifa. Now, Ein Jerusa lepitziporin. Who is in his own Yedrusa if he uses his nails? Lafuka comes to exclude Shane. If it just uses teeth to bite, there it does not give off errors. The errors comes out with his claws, with its tziporin, its nails. Now, Ein Jerusa lemidas. Also, it only gives off this poison if the animal does the midas. Is Lafuka shloim midas? If it does it shloim midas, Rashi says that he doesn't realize it. Rashi says the chivra the shloim midas nafal. Let's say he fell on an animal, Shloimi Das, Kagurim min Agag Alabema. Let's say the wolf, the shul, the fox, or the cat fell off the roof on top of an animal. So even though his nails got stuck into the back of the animal, still Rashi says, a mashlich bo'eris. He does not shoot off this poison, therefore it's not called a treifa. Shloimi Das, if he doesn't realize he's like attacking him, then there's no treifa. Another locker is that ain Jerusa lemichayim, only if the animal is still alive. Lafuk liacha misa deloi, that lacha misa it's not called a Jerusa. So Rashi says the havamina is shemei sari, that the lion died while it was attacking the animal. Viachakach, or forget, the lion died first, and viachakach nafal al b'hema, and then after it died, the dead lion fell on top of an animal. In such a case, even though now when the lion comes down on top of the animal, his claws, the nails, go into the animal, still it does not shoot off the yeris. That's the klal of Ein Jerusa, Ela Mechayim Le'afuka Le'achamisa. The light, Le'achamisa, is not called a Jerusa. So Mer says, Amri, Mer says a question like this, Hashtash Le'midas, or Ma'ataloi, you told me the first halacha, that if the animal attacks, Shle'midas, he doesn't realize it. He's just falling. Still, it doesn't give up any errors, doesn't make a treifah. If the animal died, if the lion died, and then it falls down on top of an animal, pshita, enuchos shloimidas, godom is there. So what's the chiddush if I hear that shloimidas does not make a treifah, that you have to tell me a mesa cannot, pshita, mesa cannot make a treifah. So my answer, letzricha, the chiddush is like this. Letzricha, the doris, that no, the lion attacked another animal when the lion was alive. And then they cut off its hands. So now the hand is still stuck in the animal. So here's the Kiddush. I would have thought to say, Bahadi the Doris Shadizurei, when does the lion or when does the Doris send off its poison? Bishas it first puts its nails into the animal. When it first puts its fingers in there, that's when it shoots off this urea, the poison. So over here, since the lion put his paws in there, put his nails in there, he shot off the poison, so it should be a treifa. Even though now we cut off the hands. As Kamashman, that's the Kiddush know, that Bahadi the Sholif shot his urea. When does the dervis, when does the animal send off its poison? That's when it pulls out its hand, when it takes the hand out. So the hand that they cut off the hand when it was still attached, still in there, so when it came out, it was a mace already, the hand. That's the Kiddush, that is no treifa. Now, Omar Rabbo, Barav Hunom, Omar Rav, name of Rav, that Ari, if you have a lion, Shenichnas Lebein Ashvorim, he goes into the middle of a corral of oxes, V'nimtso Tziporin, Begaboy Shalechmehen, then later we find the nail of the lion stuck in the back of one of the shvorim, one of the oxes. So the locher is, Ein Cheshishin Shemari Doris. We're not afraid, maybe they remade a drusa there, and therefore it should be a treifa. That's what you would think about. But here, no, we're not afraid about this. Question is, why not? So Rashi said, the case was, Nimsa Sipur means Telusha Begaba. We find like a detached nail stuck onto the back of the ox. So why? This is my timer. The look was like this, because Roiv Aroyus Adorsim. True, Roiv are lions. Doris, they do attack. Well, Miutin ain't Dorsim, but there are some, there is a Miut that does not attack. Now, Vecholah Doris, usually a lion that attacks, ain't Sipur in the Shmetis, that its nail does not fall off. The nail goes in and goes out with the lion. The Zeis over here, Hoyo v'tzipur n'yeshevas le'begaboi, since we found now this nail stuck on the back of the ox, Amai have a right to say, v'koysel neschachech, that you know where this nail got stuck on the back of the ox, not because the lion attacked him, but the nail was stuck into a wall, and the ox scratched itself against the wall, and therefore the nail on the wall got stuck in the animal. Rashi neschachech, Rashi says, hashor, this nail was already stuck before in the wall, and now when the ox scratches himself there, the nail comes onto his back, and that's not a treifa. That's why we're not afraid there was a treifa of the Ari. We'd rather say it came from the wall. Samora says no. Ema, why don't I say, well, Adar Rabba, the opposite, why don't I say Rav Shvarim Eschachachin? True, Rav Oxes rub themselves against the wall. And there is a mito of shvorim that do not scratch themselves against the wall. Now the klal usually is the cholam eschachech and siporin yeshevaslei the gaboy. Usually, even if you scratch yourself against the wall, you don't get stuck with a nail. Like usually, there are not nails there in the wall. It's not mistab with the nail. Now she gets stuck in the back of the animal. If so, there this ox. Since it has a nail of a lion stuck in the back of it, Ema, I should rather say, Ari Dorsu, that the lion was Dorsim, attacked him, and therefore it should be a treifa. So Mor says, really you're right, you could say both ways, it's a good suffix, what happened? And therefore the klal is, we have a right to leave the animal, the cheskas ksheris, and the hevelay, Hevelay suffered drusa, therefore it remains the loch of the suffered drusa. And Rav the time, Rav goes according to his own reasoning. The Amad he says, "Ein cheshishin le suffered drusa." If you only have a suffic, if an animal was dervis or not, since it's only a suffic, we leave the animal the cheskas kashrus, and we say the animal is still kashrus, not a treifa. See, also true, it's a doubt, but in a suffic we go lekula. Now Amar Abaye says, "Lo yamorin." This was on. He said, only if the only thing you find in the back of the ox was the nail itself. If you find the tziporin itself, avumokim tziporin, and find the place of the tziporin, then choshishin, then we are afraid. So Rashi says, mokim tziporin means shaloi nishmat, leninza shama tziporin, elo mekoimoi. It's nikitz mokim makosa nikka b'shor. No, you don't find the actual nail right now stuck in the shore. You only see clearly a mark that was made by the nail, but we don't find the nail there. then we say for sure, then we have a bigger sofa to say, it was really the Ari, it was regular Ari that was Doras. Therefore we say it is a trefa. So if you find the nail stuck in the back of the shor, that's not so shchir that it should fall off from the Ari itself. So yes, Mustafa came off the wall. But if it's not stuck in the shor, only the mokum, we just see it was scratched there with nails, adarabba, that's a proof to say the Ari did it, and therefore it would be a trefa. Now, even if you find the nail itself also, when do we go to kula elolecha? Only if it's wet, Rashi says shehoya badam, there's some blood on the nail. But let's say it's a dried out nail, then of the dimishtamit, then yes, then the tchiach that it comes off from the lion, and therefore it could be the lion was dervis attacked this animal, the shor, and while he attacked him, the nail came off because it was a dried one. So if it's a dry nail, then we're more afraid it was a doros. Now, v'leichanam, even when we find the nail to be wet, like have some blood on it, lo yomar, we only say it's l'kula el'chada, if you only find one nail. Avatati t'las chashinan, but if you find two or three nails there, stuck into the back of the yaks, then we are afraid that Mistamer came from the shor, and therefore will be a trefa. Now, v'hudi kaima b'dorah d'sechufei. Also, it has to be that these two or three nails are in the same row, like as if it came from the hand of the Ari. In other words, b'dorah d'sechufei looks like the paw of the Ari. So we say it was the Ari that stuck his nails in here, and that's what made the drusa. It may learn like this. Rav Omer Rav says, "Ain choshes shen l'sofik drusa." We'll soon see what the case is. But when you have a sofik, if there was a drusa or not, so without sofik, we don't call it kula. We have a right to say that the animal is still kshera. But Shmuel Omer Shmuel says, "No, choshes shen l'sofik drusa." We have a sofik if the animal became a treif or not. Sofik used to be right, so you have to go to chumra. So Moshe says like this: the kula yam, everybody agrees. Sofak oil, sofik loy oil. If you have a suffix, whether the lion came into the corral of the oxes altogether or not, so then, you have a right to go to Kula to say that we have a chazaka to say like the lion did not come in, and therefore the shvarim are still the cheskas ksheris. Suffix, if he came in altogether or not, then everybody, even Shmuel, would agree to go to Kula. What's going to be though, we know somebody came in and somebody attacked the animals, but suffix kalba, suffix shunro, we have a suffix whether it was a dog or whether it was a cat. Again, a cat on a small, on a kid or a lamb makes a drusa. A dog does not. So you have a suffix, what was it that came in? So in such a case, Eima kalba oil. Also you have a right to go lukulu to say that it was the dog that came in and not the cat. What's going to be though? Shosik v'isuv binayu. Oil shosik visa benayu. Let's say a lion came in and sat down between the oxes, sat down quietly. So vaita ema shal meshavya. We have right to say that he made peace between them, and therefore also there's no treifus. What's going to be kota resha dechad benayu? Let's say we see the way the lion tore apart one head of one ox. So also nach merisichei. We have right to say they took out his anger on this one ox. And on the rest of them, there's no chash of drusa. What's going to be iyu kome avil? Let's say the lion is groaning, making noises. The yinul, they also come rakakir, they're also making noises. They're also shouting. So it also could be biyusei kome vasei adodi. It could be just as scared one another, and it could be that the lion.